Donald Trump and his bitch-ass administration detained a 10-year-old American citizen on her way to an emergency medical checkup with her family for brain cancer. According to reports, in early February, Customs and Border Protection stopped the family at an immigration checkpoint while they were traveling from Rio Grande, Texas, where they live, to Houston, where their daughter's specialists are located, a trip that this family has made at least 5 other times before without incident. During their previous trips, the undocumented parents of the 10-year-old, who is a U.S. citizen, were allowed through the checkpoint after presenting authorities with letters from lawyers and their daughter's doctors. This time, however, authorities deemed those letters insufficient and arrested the parents for not providing proper documentation. In addition to this 10-year-old little girl, other children, all but one, were born in the U.S., were in the car with the parents when they were detained. The parents were then forced to make a very difficult decision: return to Mexico as a family or leave the children behind in the U.S. Like, what parents are going to leave their children behind, especially one that is suffering from brain cancer? But most importantly, what type of people are we to be okay with this? If you support this man and his party and everything that he stands for, please miss me with the "I'm pro-life," because you're not. You're pro-birth. Because after birth, it's evident that you don't give a damn about these kids in every single policy that you support. Whether it's our kids in schools who suffer from pew-pew violence, our DACA recipients, kids of undocumented immigrants, you do not care. You're so goddamn worried about a trans girl, a trans woman, beating your daughter in a sport, something that almost never happens statistically, yet you're still willing to abandon your humanity to where little girls like this are not protected. I'm absolutely mind blown that this is happening in our country right now, and it says a lot more about his supporters than it does even him. We know who the hell he is. But who are our neighbors?